All right, my name is Mary Chambers, and I'm here with a friend of mine, Beverly. I'm also more familiar with introducing myself as I'm Mary, alcoholic. And it may not make too much sense to those that do not have a problem with alcoholism, but I'm sure anyone that hears me that has a problem with drinking will make all the sense there is. I started out drinking back in the early 70s, and I had drank what is known as socially before. And when I crossed over what we call an invisible line, I don't know, but I know what drinking has done for me since then. As I said, I started drinking back in the early 70s, became alcoholic. Really, the addiction got a hold of me very bad. And I would drink, hide the booze, would have to, because I didn't want anyone seeing how much I had drank. Water the jugs down, hide them. Believe you me, hide them in the toilet tanks, any place I could think of. I was the only woman in any place where I lived that had a steam iron that carried booze, because no one would find it there. I did it. I also would forget where I had hid my booze. Once I hid it in the oven, didn't check when I turned the oven on. You can imagine what happened. Put them in the washing machines, go in, dump clothes in, you hear something clanking around. Stop the machine, there's my bottle. But all of it isn't funny. A lot of it is very ugly. Because alcoholism will lead you down any road, the worst road there is. Believe you me, it does. It will remove anything you hold of value. Families, jobs, billfold, cars, homes, you name it. It puts any paint remover to shame. Because everything I tell you tonight is the truth. I have no reason to lie. Furthermore, I can't lie. Here sits my sponsor. But alcoholism was so hideous. I thought nothing about taking the lunch money from my kids, buying my booze, stealing it, conniving any way I could to get a bottle. Been in 3 hospitals for alcoholism. Would work the program just fine. But I did not follow through with it. And most of all, when I've heard in AA about the spiritual side of the program, believe you me, they knew what they were talking about. I would stay sober for certain lengths of time, 1 month, 2, 3, 4, you name it. But I was what they call on a dry drunk. I was miserable, miserable to be around. No one could stand me. 1 or 2 of my kids would come up. I have 3 children, my 19, 18, and the youngest one, 15. They would come up to me often times and tell me, "Mom, we like you better when you're drunk." I was more easy, more tolerable to be around. And I would leave the family weeks at a time, go stay with friends that I knew drank, where I could get my supply of booze. And those are some of the hideous things. Go and embarrass the family time and time again. And they were at their wit's end. They didn't know what to do, what to do for me. And believe you me, I was the only one that could do something about me. And a lot of times, being on a dry drunk is so miserable. It is a living, without any doubt, a pure living hell. There is no other word for it. I would walk around honestly with clenched fists, teeth, your set jaws. Anyone say anything to me, get off my back. I'm sober, can't you see? And I wouldn't know what I had said to people. When the last time the firemen, paramedics came out to my house in Westminster, where I had lived since 1972 up until this past January the 3rd, I wouldn't have known any of those men if I'd fell over them in the street, because I simply didn't remember. I was in what they call a total blackout. I do remember them vaguely saying something about tapes, and of course I saw the tape cassette. But when I started playing those tapes and trying to listen to them, I could only listen a few minutes. And I would stop the cassette player, go back, turn the tapes on again, off and on. And finally, I got to where I could listen a little more. And I am sure that's when I realized Christ had come into my life, because things started to get better, much better. And this is why, after all the years of the yo-yo scene with AA, AA, you cannot, the two go hand in hand. You have AA, you also had better have Christ in your life. You can't make it without one or the other. No way. I have proved that time and time again. I proved it since 1972. I also can tell you that alcoholism will cause you to go to jail, put you in jails. Alcoholism did remove my driver's license. And they're due back next month. But whether they come in or not, I don't really care. I haven't missed them that much here lately. I figure the city of Santa Ana is safer without me driving. But if I can misplace total towns, you can imagine what my driving's like. But the fear, one of the worst things too, is the guilt, the shame, the remorse of what alcoholism can do to me. The shame, the guilt, the shame and the fear, even in your kids, your family's eyes. They get to the point of saying to me, don't you love us anymore? Don't you care about us? I cared deeply for them, but I couldn't help myself. I didn't know what to do. I would go to AA, but I made no attempt in the third step in AA. Came to believe a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. But I only mouthed the words. I made no attempt to do anything about it. I could manage. I was in control. And my best thinking, managing, control, put me in what I call the Santa Ana Hilton for 2 weeks. But it turned out for a blessing, because I was taken off of probation completely. And a lot of things like that have happened that I thought I did. But I look back on them, and if it wasn't for Christ, Jesus my Lord, I would not be sitting here, getting in that car, driving like a wild Indian. Children were afraid to get in a car with me. They would cry if they had to. Being on the freeway going 90 to nothing, it is only through the grace of God that I am sitting here. My three children are all right. They're doing real good. I had my son with me, and the one of the daughters was in and out of the house over Christmas time, which she still lives in Westminster to finish her last year of school. My son came in from a private school to spend Christmas with me. He stayed. He helped me move. And he was quite impressed with one of the tapes, Bob Vernon's tape. And every evening I would come in from work, I thought, well, I am really losing my mind. Every time I'd go to play a tape on the cassette, there was Bob Vernon's tape, and I knew I had been taking those tapes out. And finally I said, Jimmy, have you been playing this tape? Yeah, Mom, I like it. I said, here, it's yours. Take it with you. And he loves the tapes. And, you know, physically the family is doing very well. And I know deep down within my heart they're going to do beautifully mentally when they accept Christ into their lives. And I pray each night that all four, Jim, Jimmy, Tony, and Sue, will do that. It's the only way to go. I had to learn that the hard way. But a lot of people, you don't have to do that. You don't have to learn everything the hard way. But for me, I had to. Without Christ in my life now, my life was just blank, dull, void. Now, so many neat things have happened to me. The first day on my new job, I better not tell you where I work. No, I work for the county now in the assessor's office. So don't look at me about your taxes. I have nothing to do with it. The first day I walked in that huge place on the bulletin board, but what was staring me in the face? Every Tuesday and Thursday, 12 noon to 1, Bible study. Last Friday afternoon, I had a little free time, was talking with the lady that interviewed me. And I know the world's getting smaller because she and I, back in the early 70s, belonged to the same Baptist church. And different years, we had the same Sunday school teacher. And she says, you know, I was praying that a Christian would get this job. And she says, I really hoped it was you. And she says, it's good to have you on our team. And I really like the people. There are a lot of Christian people working there. And it is super neat. A lot of things, just really neat things, have happened. And this one I have to tell you. The last time I bugged the fire department and the paramedics. Oh, dear Roy. I want you to know, they were always just carting me off in that ambulance, and I didn't want to go. But anyway, the last time they put me in there, we were going down the street, and I looked over at Roy, and he was praying. And I said, are you praying? He said, yes. And my thoughts were, oh, here I am dying, and he's over there praying. And they have also a neat captain. Can't tell you, he may be here tonight for all I know. But one of the times they came out to the house, I had the entry hallway lined with sacks of newspapers, which I'd been trying to get rid of. And I was sitting on the divan. He was sitting across on the arm of a small divan. And he says, I am not going to cite you this time about those papers. Get them out of here. And, of course, me half bombed out of my mind, I'm sitting there, and this is one of the things alcoholism will do for you. You start to do your own thinking. And I'm sitting there thinking, I wish you'd get out of my house. If you give me a citation, I'll tear it up. And it's just those rebellious attitudes of mine that would really show up. The first time I got a 502, I was on Beach Boulevard. And to show you how much the Lord has looked out after me, It was 7:30 in the morning, and I had gone to a doctor, had been to a doctor earlier in the week, and this was on a Friday, and I had some Valium. That's a deadly combination. Because I had taken the Valium and booze together. And I got as far as Ellis, somewhere on the beach. I had missed the proper turn off to go to work. And the car went over the center divider and stopped. Fortunately, I didn't hit anyone, damage any property or anything. But when I did come to, I remember the police were there. And he says, have you been under a doctor's care? And I said, yes. They were very nice to me, but this is the hideous, looking back on a lot of things that I've done, losing a car, not knowing where I had parked it. And the police come along, they took me home, gave my husband the key, told him where the car was, where, when I could get able enough to go and get the car, go get it. And a lot of hideous things. You know, it's a wonder I didn't burn the house down. You can think back on a lot of things, always being under the influence. And especially the poor kids, not knowing, you know, they couldn't bring anyone home because you never knew how you'd find me. And that's what alcoholism can do for anyone, especially when I hear people that tell me they can take it or leave it. Well, the question is, why don't they leave it alone? And the social drinkers, why is it people find it necessary to take a drink to feel good, to talk? Believe you me, I don't want to ever go back that route again. And I really don't have to. Things are on the way up. Everything is on the way up. And as I said before, I had been in 3 different hospitals. Beautiful programs. 21-day length of stay. And for a while. But I never, ever bothered to get treatment for the spiritual. No way. And I can honestly sit here and say today that I am so thankful that the Lord saw fit to send some Christian men back to the house that gave me tapes, cassette, that really finished out the complete program. I brought something with me that I would love the best in the world to read if I may. You'll see it in all AA meetings, most every one of them. It's A Day at a Time. And I love this. And when I first read it, it just all but knocked me off the chair. Now that I'm in the program, I am no longer enslaved by alcohol and other drugs. Free at last from the morning after tremors, the dry heaves, the 3-day beard, the misplaced eyelashes. Free at last from working out alibis and hoping they won't unravel. Free from blackouts. Free from watching the clock so that I can somehow get that first needed drink. And today I pray, praise God, that I am free of chemicals. This is my first freedom from which other freedoms will develop. Freedom to appraise my behavior sanely and constructively. Freedom to grow as a person. Freedom to maintain relationships with others on a sound basis. I will never cease to thank Jesus Christ for leading me away from my enslavement. And that's where it's at for me. I now find that something else I never did before was to get up in the morning. One of the tapes that I listened to, Mike Warnicki, he's a kick. I'd love to meet that guy. He said, anyone that can get up 5:30 in the morning and smile, there's got to be something wrong with them. And I can't help but think of that because that's when I get up every morning. But I also get up and read a 24-hour prayer book, my Bible, and this book every day. There's a page in for every day. And being able to get in on the Bible studies at work really helps. And the lady that I was telling you about that interviewed me, she said, also, we have Bible study in my home about once every 2 weeks, every Tuesday night. And she said, I'd love for you to come. I want you to come. Because there is so much about the Bible that I simply do not understand. And I really need help with it. And this is just one of the many things that the Lord has seen fit to help me with. And it's only from the Lord. Because I would no more have attempted to change jobs. I wouldn't even attempted that test. And then the feeling just came over that if it is meant for me to have that job, I'll get it, no matter what. But I tell you, when I first went in on a Wednesday morning, I did have a funny feeling when they were having me sworn in. I thought, oh, what am I getting into? Especially my picture was taken, fingerprinted. Oh, brother, does that bring back memories? But, and I would have to be close by that jail. Ever constant reminder. And any time I try to take over control, managing, without turning everything over to the Lord, that's exactly the one of the places I could be in. So no thanks. I like my freedom. Freedom more ways than one. And also, my family is doing just beautifully. I don't know if I can explain this, and really don't attempt to. Although I'm living in Santa Ana, they're living in Stanton. They're all doing fine, and for me, that is best. Right now, it is all I can do to make sure I'm doing what I should be doing with the help of the Lord. And it's really going to work out just fine. The kids are doing just beautifully. And everything is just going along super nice for me. I just can't begin to tell you what a relief it is to get up in the morning, and I too can smile. I'm one of the crazy ones too. And I love my job. I really do. And again, I really and truly thank Dave, Doug, John, Roy, all those guys. Many times have I really bugged them. They finally got wise and came up with the solution. So, right. Well, I can tell you, it works. It really works. I think of all the years, and I mean it's years, of trying to do it my way. And I am, you know, awful thankful too for having a beautiful sponsor. She puts up with a lot too, believe you me. Thanks to Thomas Edison. But I can only tell you, it's only up to the individual if they have a problem with alcohol. Only they can do something about it. Become willing. In AA, you will hear, to bring the body, the mind will eventually follow. because you can get a person, help them to get sober, and you can give them the tools that are in AA, but most of all, they can't go without the Lord, the faith in a higher power, Jesus Christ, that you cannot let that go. I tried it, and it does not work. I tried doing AA without any kind of faith in Christ or just doing it myself. And you're really just not even living. No one is. You just simply can't. I can't tell you. I wish I could just show you the feelings that with accepting Christ has just been fantastic. Our Father, thank you so much for letting me be here tonight. Thank you for all these Christian people, everyone here, that has been a real blessing. All the encouragement they've given me, and Lord, only you know those that are suffering, those that are really suffering with the alcohol. Lord, only you can help them through those terrible turmoils and help them realize, Lord, your way is the only way. Lord, you can guide them, help them to see, to go to AA and to accept you. Lord, your way, and they can come to know you. They can also help themselves so much, Lord. Dear Lord, thank you again so very much for letting me be here. Thank you for your blessings that you have given me, Lord. Thank you again and again for the beautiful family I have. Those that are in Christ, they are magnificent, Lord. Thank you again so very much. Amen.
While listening to this tape, perhaps God's Spirit has been talking to your heart. If you felt the need to draw closer to your Creator, why not start today? God has provided a way for man to enter into relationship with Him forever through His Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. The Bible says that as many as receive Him, to them give He power to become the children of God. You too can receive Him right now by asking Him to forgive you of your sins and asking Him to come into your life and to be Lord and Savior of your life. Now, if you'd like to receive Jesus Christ into your life today, you can do so through a simple little prayer. Just open up your heart and repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I admit to you that I am a sinner. I believe that you died on a cross for my sins. Please forgive me of all of my sins. Please come into my heart and into my life. Please make my life acceptable unto you. And thank you, Lord, for your gift of eternal life. And I receive you this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer with me right now, you are a new person. All your past sins and faults have been forgiven by God. And in His eyes, you are a brand new creature. The Bible says that if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new. Now, as a newborn spiritual infant, you should seek the sincere milk of God's Word so that you may grow by it. So read your Bible and pray to the Lord often. And seek out other Christians and enter into fellowship with them. We'd love to hear of your decision for Christ. And we'd love to give you a free study of the book of John on cassette by Pastor Chuck Smith. Jesus never turned a spiritual or hungry or thirsty soul away, but filled everyone who asked. So we'd like to do the same for you in His name. So please write to us at the address on this tape. and tell us of your needs and what the Lord has done for you today. And may the Lord bless you now and keep you in everything you do and everything you say. And welcome to the family.